Welcome to Marriage, Let's Talk. Hosted by legendary worldwide marriage encounter leader, Father Rosie Roseborough. Featuring Catholic married couples from around the world who demonstrate healthy communication for building better marriages. And now, here's Father Rosie.
Hi, Father Rosie here. I'm glad you could join us today. This podcast is not talking about marriage. It is where we're going to share how to create a better marriage through communicating feelings in authentic ways.
So how's it been the last couple of weeks?
Hectic.
Yeah, hectic.
Hectic?
Yeah, just a lot of commitments, church things, family things.
Doctor things.
Yeah. It never stops.
Yeah. Who would have thought we would have been, who would have thought when you retire, you think life would be so simple, but it seems like our children even complain about how busy we are. They're like, Mom, can you watch my baby? And I go, well, I got to do such as, yeah. So we're
but
busy.
Nathan can.
I do. I do.
Yes, he does.
Yes. You guys got the right message this morning to wear black and white. Is that what the colors are?
No.
Well, yeah.
I have gray on.
Well, to me, it comes across as black and white.
Well, this is kind of gray.
Yeah.
But you look great. I'm saying it's perfect. You guys got the right message. I didn't send one, but you know.
Yeah, we didn't.
No. Well, and we just came off a marriage encounter in Richmond weekend, which was really good. I'm glad we went.
Where were you at for that? Now, where'd that go?
Emerald Isle Beach.
What?
Emerald Isle. Yeah.
Okay. It's a small beach in North Carolina.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Do you have a certain theme or just...
Well, you know what? We have been going to these enrichers almost every since we moved here.
Right.
And we don't know if it's a theme or not, but the Holy Spirit just works it out, and whatever they just seem to fit together all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want to share with us tonight? What thought is subject or event?
We wanted to share with you tonight, we dialogued on what is my dream for tomorrow.
What is my dream for tomorrow?
And how do I feel about my answer?
Okay.
How do I feel about that?
Oh, is that what you
mean? I guess, yeah.
Okay. So I forgot. So we're supposed to read our letters.
Yes.
Okay. Usually mine is a little longer, so I'll go first because he doesn't write a lot.
Okay.
Okay. God help me to understand that I am your beloved daughter and that you have gifted me with the gift of Nathan. Dear Nathan, when we decided on this question, my first thoughts was, I don't have a dream for the future. Almost all our hopes and dreams have been fulfilled. Then I realized I do have a hope for the future. My hope is to see our grandchildren grow up to be there for some of their milestones in life. I remember your great-grandmother saying to me that she hopes she lives to see her double great-grandchild. And she did. She saw our first child born. Why I want to see this, I don't really know, especially since we both have health challenges. And we both are not young grandparents. feels, or I feel jagged, like a piece of fabric cut with pinking shears. And pinking shears are the scissors that put zigzags in the fabric when you cut it. I'm in a maze, traveling down one corridor, coming to an end and turning to go to another end. It feels like being lost in traffic. I have a GPS on my phone, but the sound is not coming through to give directions, for I'm lost. I know I have no control of this outcome of this dream, but the thought of seeing them grow up fills me with joy. Like when you asked me to marry you, and I realized what will be, and there is peace in knowing. No, I don't know what that is. And there is peace in knowing we plus God have a good life. Love, Sandra.
What is my dream for tomorrow? For purposes of this dialogue, I'm considering tomorrow to be this year. I dream that we both remain healthy, our children, grandchildren remain healthy, our anniversary plans make you happy, we both grow in our faith and our spirituality, that we grow more patient and loving with each other, that we continue to serve our family, our friends, our church, and our community. And finally, that God guides my thoughts, my words, and my actions. I feel expectant and excited, like a child wishing and waiting for those special Christmas presents he asked Santa for. The feeling tastes like my favorite desserts, frozen custard and key lime pie, rum cake and Oreo cookies too. The color is like the bright orange-yellow sun when it comes up over the trees in the morning, and the feeling is like an 8. On a scale of 1 to 10 of Nathan.
Wow. I like your letter. I really do. It's as you read it, I don't know why I was thinking about the smell of pine trees for like Christmas. Although you talk about desserts, you know, I'm not one for a lot of desserts and sugar, but rum cake I love. And I love trees. When we sit out, look at the trees in the backyard. Yeah, I really like your
dream. Yeah, I thought about your dream of seeing the grandchildren grow and develop. I would love to see that too, but it's so far in the future. It's kind of hard to hope for that. It would be wonderful to be able to sit back and see him graduate, see him get married, but that may not be in the cards for us.
I know. And that's why I said I feel jagged, like it's not a real possibility, but it's a hope,
yeah,
and a dream.
Right.
And I just remember your great grandmother's, at the time she said, I want to live and see my double great. I didn't understand what she was talking about, but I realized she wanted to see her great great grandchild. And she did get to see it.
Yeah.
So
there's a little bit too much
for the whole family. Well, no, I don't know that. But anyway. So.
But I guess when we got married, we didn't think we would get to 50 years, did we? So.
Yeah, I guess we didn't think about future stuff.
Yeah.
No. We're too busy looking at each other instead of thinking about future things.
So, yeah, that's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Are you going to focus on any one of them or not?
Any one of the feelings?
Mm-hmm.
I like my feeling of waiting for Santa to bring that special present. I had a godmother when I was young, you know, 6, 7 years old, and she said, "What do you want for Christmas?" I said, "I want a gun, a cap gun, and some caps." And so Christmas Day, I opened a present, and it was a banana and an apple. That was the gun and the caps, and it still hurts. years later, that I did not get. I wanted that so bad. Because I guess I watched Roy Rogers or something. And, you know, I wanted to be a cowboy. I wanted all that good stuff. So.
And when you talk about the feelings, his feeling, well, I mean, I just love the letter and the things that he dreamed for. And then, although I was thinking future, he was thinking tomorrow. And so, like I said, when his feelings made me think of, or the things he said made me think of Christmas too, in the terms of smelling the pine trees and the aromas of the baked cookies and just being calm and not stressed and enjoying each other and and enjoying his rum cake.
And, you know, expecting the kids, now expecting the kids to come over with the grandchildren and just have a nice family get together.
I was thinking of when you were speaking, I had a rapture of the amaryllis plant. And it was interesting, something that you said, Nathan, about the, you know, tomorrow, the little simple things, whereas Sandra was looking at the far range,
right.
You know, the special events of grandchildren, you know, or going to graduating from school or going to college or some special moment in their lives and you want to see them. And yet you had these little moments. And so for Christmas, these two gals who are good friends of mine, they gave me an amaryllis, which is a Christmas flower. It's in a little clay little size of your hand. I got my maybe just a dab larger than a hardball. Not big as a softball, but it's a hardball. And it says no water. It takes water from the air.
Mm-hmm.
Amaryllis flower, beautiful purple, red flower, 6 petals. And it's just gorgeous. It opens up one at a time over 3 weeks. And they all bloom at one time around Christmas time, a couple of weeks after. Then they die. And then you're supposed to put them in a dark basement someplace, or put them in a little bigger vase, and then you can water it. Well, Judy, my friend, a pastoral minister friend here, she took it home, but she didn't touch it. Almost said it got pregnant again. So, 6 weeks after it was quiet, now it's so blue. It had another 4 more flowers. And this time, after watching it for 3 weeks more, I realized that there was something I missed. And I should have celebrated. There was a flower within the flower. In the bottom of the amaryllis red flower, there was a tiny, tiny, the size of three little periods, like a little clover, mm-hmm. three little periods, tiniest mm-hmm. things you ever saw, next to the stamens of the pollen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at that sucker and said, "You've been here 6 weeks off and on, two different times, and I never saw the little flower that was inside the flower." Then all of a sudden I realized on each top of the petal, 6 petals, there was a white little dot. Another tiny was 1 petal flower to accentuate the environment of the little white flower inside the middle. And almost said, and I get so excited about that. That priest taught it last week about listening to your flower. You know, the day will give you all kinds of opportunities to be fed if you listen to what the Lord sends you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I take it for granted. It's a flower, you know, it's a flower. I see red and I take it on. All of a sudden I said, but for some reason I looked in the flower and I saw the tiny little white flower, three petals, smallest little periods, then the white tops of them was accentuated. And I could miss all that. And that's what you said, but tomorrow is my dream. And I'm excited about my Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite of what you didn't get. You know, and the surprises that excites me. And I all of a sudden I got excited. I kept saying, I got his feeling. I don't know if Sandra got it, but I got it.
Well, I think I did get it, Bob, because I said I liked his
You did.
Letter.
You did.
I liked his. I liked the things that he mentioned in his letter, and I thought, oh, because initially I was thinking, what do I want to hope for? I feel like we have everything that we ever hoped for, or dreamed.
We have stuff that we never dreamed that we would have.
You know, and my prayer was the giftedness of him. I know you know Sister Marie Daugherty told me very early on when we were first married that that Nate was a gift to me from God. And I always remember that she told me that.
Is she still really?
Was she 101?
102, I think 101, 102.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. But it's that little surprises, the tiny little moments that you both, and the whole weekend you experienced this last weekend, mm-hmm. were surprises along the way that it nurtured you, and you keep going back because each time you're nurtured.
Right.
And say, I don't know what's going to be this time, but it'll be something different, but it'll work out. And that's what I heard in Nathan. That's what mm-hmm. you heard. And that's what I heard too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we both agree with you. We got your feeling, Nathan.
Well, good. Since I'm not really that descriptive about my feelings, I'm happy.
It's like a little surprise, like a little party.
And yeah.
You have to tell everybody the party, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So are you more comfortable now doing this?
No.
Well, yeah, this is a lot more comfortable than last time.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right. And I got some feelings this time. How about that?
Yes. Well, thank you all very, very much. And tell your grandchildren and tell your daughters hello for me.
Okay.
We'll see definitely. Them for a while. I'll see them at the anniversary this summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're grown people now.
Pardon me?
They're grown people now.
Yeah, that little baby that you held in your arms is a mother of two.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Well, God bless you. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm so grateful for the guests we had today who shared willingly themselves in their dialogue. And thank you for joining us. I look forward to the next episode when I join you again. Let's go.
This has been Marriage Let's Talk, sponsored by Worldwide Marriage Encounter, the foremost faith-inspired marriage enrichment organization in the world, providing married couples with transformative experiences through couples retreats, small groups, and more. Learn to nurture love in your marriage at WWME.org. Marriage Let's Talk is a production of Mater Media, the apostolate that offers the Celebrate Catholic Marriage experience to energize and fortify married couples through parish events and the seven-step journey to joy. Find out more at matermedia.org.